A group of young Sudanese refugees in the central Queensland city of Rockhampton say they're being victimised because of their race. The men, aged in their 20s, say since moving to the city for work, they've been banned from a shop, a bar and a nightclub. They say the bans were imposed as a result of trouble caused by one or two of their fellow countrymen, which had nothing to do with them. But the businesses involved stand by their actions and deny they've been racist. Charlotte Glennie reports.
Jacob Della is a Sudanese refugee who arrived in Rockhampton a couple of months ago to start a job at the meatworks. He says he likes the work, but not everyone in the city has been welcoming.
Like when you go Friday night and you walk around the street, you walk around from this club to that club or from that pub to that pub, you know, there's a lot of people looking for trouble, especially trying to fight me or something for no reason.
The 23-year-old says his taunters also make abusive comments about his race. And a few weeks ago, he says, he was banned from his local corner store.
One day I walk into the shop and the shopkeeper telling me, now, I can't sell you smoke, mate. You know, I can't sell you anything in this shop. And I say, why? He said, there's one of you yesterday come around here and he just urinated at the back of the shop. And I said, what do you mean, man? You know, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know who done that.
Donna Ketu runs the Backpackers next door to the store where many Sudanese visitors stay.
I had to say to them, look, you know, I've got a bed here for you, but I'm really sorry, you can't use the shop next door.
And why did you have to tell them that?
Because the shopkeeper had told me that no Africans were welcome there.
But store owner Alan Longmore says he was quite within his rights.
I went outside to bring the signs in. There's a group of Sudanese people out the side of the shop urinating against the shop wall. They were then told that until they cleaned up the mess, they would not be served in the shop.
And did they?
About a week and a half later, a token effort was made. Just some water was thrown against the wall and that was it.
Alan Longmore insists Jacob Della was involved in the incident, but Jacob Della insists it was a case of mistaken identity. And he says he's since been unfairly targeted again, banned from at least two bars and nightclubs, because one of his friends got into a fight one night when he wasn't even there.
The security guard telling me, you guys are dangerous, and you guys are always fighting and fighting. And I said, did you see me fight? You know my face. You seen me a couple of times ago coming in here. He said, yeah, I know you, but I can't let you in, mate.
So you weren't involved in any fight?
I wasn't.
Will Fowles is the owner of one of the establishments in question, Rockhampton's Heritage Hotel. He says no one would be banned solely because of their race.
I'm aware that a number of people, if they have acted up in the venue, won't be allowed back for a period of time at the discretion of management staff.
But that's only ever someone who's specifically caused trouble in the past.
Absolutely.
Rockhampton's Mayor Brad Carter is watching developments and says racism is unacceptable.
We want an inclusive community. We're working hard to have a very inclusive community. I'd be happy to become involved in these issues and allegations that have been raised to see what I can do to smooth the troubled waters, if in fact the waters are troubled.
Rockhampton Mayor Brad Carter ending Charlotte Glennie's report.